Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. According to our habit, the night of Friday, Jummah, the majlis, the gathering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, destined to us. This is all Allah's grace, Allah's favor, His blessing, His gift bestowed to us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His servants gives the tawfiq, the ability to do a certain good deed. Because this is the night of Jummah, it has its unique virtues. There are so many virtues contained in this night. For this reason, also today's gathering, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, is with the blessings. And Alhamdulillah, Allah's anwarat, Allah Ta'ala's rewards, Allah Ta'ala's magnificence is present, and all of this is showering upon us in this night. Because for the night of Jummah, there are many virtues, because Jummah starts from now for us. And despite this, apart from this, also tonight, the night, not on a Sharia basis, but also it has great importance in terms of dunyawi as well, you could say. Lot of importance. We know that in the worldly sense today, there's a very high importance. In other words, this is the, in terms of, if we look at the year that is ending today, and tomorrow the new year is starting. Yes, because Islamic year starts from Muharram, the month of Muharram, and all of our actions should revolve around that. Islamic history, we should know the months. But the dunya has taken a unique turn, and everywhere we have a certain way, a specific way. And the Gregorian year is followed. All of our life's matters and issues follow that calendar, the Gregorian calendar. Wherever we go, wherever we are, we see that same calendar is met and seen and followed. So obviously it's common now. So according to that calendar, the Gregorian calendar, is important today as well, tonight, because the year ends, the new year starts. For us, Islamically, after Maghrib, the day ends before Maghrib and the new day starts after Maghrib. And also we see tonight that as soon as it goes beyond 12 midnight, the new year will start, Gregorian calendar wise. So with this in mind, we can see that everything, when we start an action, whenever something new comes about, it should be made blessed. Barakat. This is lazim, essential for us. Any action we initiate, definitely we should include barakat, blessings within that action. So anyway, we can just take that in mind, keep that in mind as well, that point, that the year is passing, ending, and the new year is coming. It's an added factor. People celebrate it, commemorate it, and obviously we also commemorate this, most of all, just like Muharram. So why not do an action and benefit from this factor, that everything today is seen as a benefit of the dunya? For example, if somebody does something with regards to the akhirah, the hereafter, then it becomes ibadah. So why should we lose out? We should also be involved in that action. So we should also do an action that gives us the blessing. So let's do an action that via this factor we've just mentioned, there could be, it's mumkin, it's possible, that world, on a worldly basis, this year that's ending, the mistakes we've made, we can ask Allah for forgiveness. May Allah Ta'ala compensate. And Allah's rahmah is very vast. And due to the barakah of this amal we're to do now, Allah Ta'ala will wipe away the deficiencies of our year that's just gone by. And the year to come, alhamdulillah, maybe Allah will open up the barakat and the blessings. And we can see the difficulties and the issues and the worries around us. Everything's related to this year that's gone before us, isn't it? So why not do such an amal, such a deed in this style and manner, that both of these things come together. So should we do this action, brothers? Look, I'll tell you an amal. This is not hadith. This is just a mindset, you could say. An opinion, but it's very beneficial what I will tell him. What is that amal? What is that deed? Because people will set off fireworks, so why don't we do our action, our deed, and make something an ibadah? Because otherwise that year is going to end, the next year is about to start. We have to lift the calendar page to the next calendar, the dates will change, the dates of birth will change. The same life, same situation, nothing different. But why don't we make it a means of barakah, blessings for us? How? Through which action? By doing what? By doing an amal, a specific deed. Do such a deed that both things can come together. In other words, our deen, our akhirah, the blessings, and also utilize this this opportunity of the end of the year. So what amal is that? What deed is that? That deed is such that in reality our life, the amal, if we take that out of our life is a waste. Our akhirah, hereafter, dunya, happiness, our sadness. Everything Allah Ta'ala has attached to that amal, to that deed. Every factor of our life is attached to that deed. We can see this. That deed, if we reject it, if we neglect it, then there's destruction. Our life is destroyed, physical life. And in reality, this is the reason, the cause of our destruction today, because we are neglectful of that amal, of that deed. We are lazy. That amal I'm about to tell you, such an important amal, from an Islamic point of view, on the basis of Sharia, this amal, this deed that Allah has given to us. It's such an important deed that after rejecting it, neglecting it, what will be the hal of a human being? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if a person rejects this deed or neglects this deed, then his situation is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all my promises for that person, there are no promises for that person. Allahu Akbar. No promise for that person. Now tell me, that all that our deen is based on Allah's promises, the promise of Jannah, salvation from hellfire, the rewards of the hereafter. What is there that is not based on Allah's promise? And Allah says, whoever rejects this deed, for him there's no promise of mine. Allahu Akbar. Such a big deed, massive deed. And in reality, the situation is that by rejecting that deed or leaving that deed, your life in this world is destroyed, and the deen is as if the building has collapsed. You know, you're sat in someone's building and suddenly if that the roof, the ceiling of that building collapses and it finishes everything underneath. So the deen's destruction is that big due to leaving that deed. And if we do that deed, alhamdulillah, so imagine how important is that amal. Shall I tell you what amal that is? That I'm mentioning to you, everything I've told you is Quran and Hadith. So pay attention definitely in your life, that what will our resurrection be, a hereafter be, with regards to this amal that I'm about to tell you. What is the amal? Namaz. Salah. What amal is it? Salah. Salah. In Musnad Ahmad, there's a hadith. The narrator is Hazrat. There's a sahabi. The sahabi was sitting and the Prophet was present, and an individual came. And he said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the punishment is, I'm deserved of punishment. Deserved of punishment. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not pay attention to him. Then he came again. Oh Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, punishment, I deserve punishment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not pay attention. Then third time he repeated, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, punishment is incumbent upon me. I deserve punishment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not pay attention, rather the time for salah started and they all stood for salah. The salah started. As soon as salah concluded, ended, the gracious Prophet ﷺ stood and turned and asked that, who is that person upon whom punishment, he said he deserved punishment? And that person came forward, the man came forward, he said, O Prophet of Allah ﷺ, it's me, I deserve punishment. The Prophet ﷺ said, did you do complete wudu before salah? Now listen how important wudu should be, kamil, complete, not splashes of water, not talking. Kamil wudu, how do you do it? What is the basis of kamil wudu? Measurement gauge, how do you know if your wudu is kamil? The measurement gauge is sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That do we do wudu according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The more your wudu is closer to the sunnah features, the more your wudu, if you have miswak, the du'as, you'll sit down, The same way you do wudu, according to the sunnah, you attach your wudu to the sunnah, and that way your wudu will become more kamil, more kamil. And the more your wudu is kamil and complete, the action that you are preparing for salah, then the effects will come into force. The color will be evident, because the hadith is telling us this. Yes? So the Prophet ﷺ said, did you do wudu before salah or not? What did the Prophet ﷺ say? Are you listening? Did you do kamil wudu? Did you do wudu according to my way, the way I have explained and prescribed, the way I taught you to do wudu? Did you do wudu in that way? So we should think now. No, is salah done? Is it complete? Yes, it's complete. No, it's such an important action. Just two hadith I've told you. That for our deen, that's the pillar of our deen. Like this building, if you have a pillar, and if you take the pillar away, then immediately the ceiling will collapse. The Prophet ﷺ said salah is just like this. That as soon as you've completed your salah, then your whole building of your deen, if you don't do this action properly, then your building of the deen will collapse. There's another hadith. Another hadith I've just remembered. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the person's salah is not correct, then no good deed of his is accepted. This person is doing a lot of work of the deen, he's pious, he does this and that. First thing is what? Close to Allah? Is salah. The most beloved of deeds is salah, for which Allah's Habib, beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said that salah is the coolness of my eyes. The real destruction of a human being is this. And then he cannot imagine in that home where there's no salah, if his children do not pray salah. And then he thinks that, oh, there's nothing, we have nothing in our home, we have no blessings, nothing progresses, we're not achieving. What measurement gauge we start to complain to Allah when we have problems? Think. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated to that individual that, did you do kamil wudu before salah complete? He said, Ya Rasulullah, yes, I did, totally. I did kamil wudu. Okay. And did you pray salah with us? He said, O Prophet of Allah, I prayed salah also. Then Rasulullah said, listen, you've become such that just like now you have been born from the womb of your mother. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So punishment on such a big sin is a person deserved of punishment. He must have done something. But here, what's the Prophet saying? Was the Sharia law being established at that time? So we can say upon this that maybe a temporary sort of punishment was there, but immediately after that, in the Quran, the verse was revealed that insan, that his good deeds can be wiped away. So the proof is there. It's not just for today. Whenever an individual does an action, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala karam and blessing is that salah is such a great status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, if he asks for forgiveness from an honest heart, Allah ta'ala will make him pure. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So how important in our homes, salah, 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 namaz, namaz is the action that the Prophet, when he was departing from this world, the whole deen he was leaving behind, the whole sharia he was leaving behind, but whilst he was departing, the message he gave, salah, 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 Allahu Akbar. The whole deen of yours is based, the success is on what? Salah. Will be measured on your salah. When you'll return to Allah, your whole success, the secret behind your success will be based on what? Say loudly, salah, namaz. And then, all of the rewards in the hereafter, whoever salah was better, his akhirah will be better. His hereafter will be better. Now see how important. And this is the worldly basis. Even in the world, your life is beautiful, beyond beautiful. No comparison. Contentment and satisfaction and mercies and blessings. And you don't need big, big quantities, but you will have barakat in your home due to salah. From the heavens to the earth, Allah will send you rizq, wealth. Not that you'll have a big house. Look how big his mansion is, long cars, and he's got a private jet. This is not barakat blessing, subhanAllah. Barakat is somebody's home, you enter. Soon as you enter home, you feel the coolness, satisfaction. Their faces look so satisfied, their sofas are broken. Oh, look, his settee is not nice. And the curtains, they're not that special. They're hanging from the curtain rail. And the car, it's a small one. And people, they must be crying inside, distressed. But as soon as you enter into their home, you feel so content and beautiful in that mud hut and bare walls. And they will make you a nice cup of tea and present it to you. And all life long, you will feel the emotion of that teacup you drank. Why? Because in that cup, there's a halal cup of tea, halal pani, lawful milk, lawful sugar. Not, subhanallah, beautiful. Not that he'll make you a cup of tea in a beautiful ornament cup and nice saucer, and he'll put you barfi and laddus and sweets and says, here, take it. And inside, after eating all your ibadah, that becomes haram as well. Unlawful. Say, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? All of this, who changes this? Why? Because he established salah in his home. He put into the ears of his children, not that you're going to become this, you're going to become this, you must earn like this, you must do this. Into the ears of the children, he didn't say this. He wasn't afraid of the dunya. He wasn't scared of the world status and rank and elevation or collating wealth or accumulating wealth. He knew that the world would criticize. What are you doing with your son? Have you thought about the career of your son, your children? Have you not done this? But what did he teach his children? That he emphasized full effort, full vigor on the children. That before ilm, before Quran, first emphasis, he said to the child, he made the child namazi, salah, establish salah into the lives of the children. He called out into the ears of the children salah, and he demonstrated, he showed the direction of the masjid to the children. And he didn't open the books of chemistry and physics and put them into the hand of the children. He didn't make the children afraid of poverty or distress or criticism of people. All people say, why do you waste your children? No, no. The biggest action he did was that I have made my son a namazi, a person who prays salah. Subhanallah. Made my child a person who prays salah. This is not a contrast. When you make your child, your son, a person who has established life upon salah, I say this clearly, in that home where there's salah, everything in the world comes into the house. Science, chemistry, physics, everything will come into the house. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Whatever is in his destiny, he will follow that path. But he will become a namazi doctor, he'll be a namazi engineer. He will be a namazi accountant. He will pray salah. And when he prays salah, and it will go into his veins, then every action of his, every profession of his, you will see the barakat. It's not some minor thing that don't become a doctor, engineer, whatever. No. But how do you initiate your life, your profession? Say subhanallah. How do you start your life? The basis. Today our maashra is destroyed. Society is destroyed. So much fear. Soon as the child is born, we are afraid, scared. Will my child earn from, eat from? What will be status? What will he do? Where will he go? What's the consequence? That when the child becomes youthful and the tree grows, the branch and the leaves grow, then where will the fruits come from? Then the child smokes cannabis and does immodest actions and sins and wanders around in society and drowns in sins. And then go to this peer, do dua from this sheikh, someone's done black magic on my son, do this for him. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did he not tell you that start from that basis that you gave adhan into the ears, I enable you to do adhan, you make him a namazi, make him pray salah. Do we not give adhan in the ears? Do we give? Then salah. Allah ta'ala has assigned this task to us, that I enable you to do adhan into the ear, I give ikama into the ears, the rest for you to do is to make your child pray salah. So as soon as the child is born, what's the message we give? Say subhanallah, astaghfirullah. With the children not born in a disbeliever's home, as soon as the child is born, look here, look, at least the least standard grade or rank status of a Muslim, broken down, sinful. If in his home a child is born and there's no Quran at home, nothing at home, very modern home, family, everything goes. But even then, the biggest fear a parent has is, I need to give the adhan in the child's ears. Where's Mulana Sahib calling? We need to give adhan in there. Is this not the case? Is this not the case? In the Muslim family household, told broken down person like me, he'll have fikr that my child is born into the house. At least let's read the adhan in the ear, call the adhan, let's put the ikama into the ear. Does the person not think this? The parent? Such a big ni'mah, reward. Allah has given us a factor, a basis of life, that nobody runs away from this fact. The most sinful Muslim into the ear of the child when is born, we give the adhan. When the adhan is given, then his task is finished. He says, okay, Allah says, I've enabled you to give adhan. Now I'll see that the ni'mah that I've given to you in the form of a daughter or a son, that how much do you work hard on the child and how do you make that person a namazi? So namaz is a big action. And now I come back to the discussion I was about to tell you. The amal. So what amal am I telling you? Which deed? Say it loudly. Salah, namaz, our initial basis of life is salah. Every action of ours starts with salah. In the day, it starts with salah. The beginning of the day is with salah. The middle of the day is with salah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every action you want to ask through salah. Rizq, wealth, children, whatever you need, ask for. I'll give you such an action, do wudu, turka salah. Ask from me, Allah says, I'll give to you. I'll bestow to you. Subhanallah, biggest wazifa, biggest prayer. There's no path that is closed for such an action. And every ibadah Allah has given on the earth. But salah Allah gave to his Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of him in the heavens. The gift of salah. Allah, he went on the journey and he was assigned salah. See how much he had to journey to here, to there. What was this? Allah's Habib, the discussion they had in secret. The importance was being told that such a great action Allah Ta'ala is bestowing to us. Giving to us. And Ummah, where's Ummah today? Our Ummah, our nation. Masjids are made. The masjids are being constructed. But the sinner from many years ago cannot become a person. Look how beautiful is this masjid. Big minars, pillars, lights, decoration. But Fajr Salah, just a few people in Bolton? For Salah, just two rows are not even complete. Full. And what is it we're leaving? La lifelong we have to attain the success through Salah. The objective of life is attained through Salah. We say, I want to become a Sufi. Oh, I'm going to a Wali Allah, I'm doing Zikr, Adhkar. Why are you doing this, brothers? Why? What's the objective of this? What's the reason? All you individuals, mashallah, you do zikr, adhkar, you recite, pray. So understand the line of tazkiyah, purification. Why have you embarked on this? Why do you want to do tazkiyah? So you get kashf and visions and karamat and miracles and you start seeing angels and people call you wali Allah and a pious person minus. I am the shaykh and I'm explaining to you, to my colleagues who do the dhikr of Allah. It is lazim, essential on every Muslim. He does tazkiyah. Whoever doesn't do tazkiyah, he is a broken down human being. Why? I'll tell you for this reason. That the markaz, the foundation of tazkiyah, so much importance that hadith of Jibreel, if you read it, three things were combined together in one. Aqeedah, what is Islam? Subhanallah. And for the akhara, the success of the world and the hereafter is ihsan. Islam, Iman, Ihsan, combined, one hadith. Why is there so much importance? That everything, all the amal that will be made, Aqeedah, Iman, your belief, your amal, all your deeds, Islam, the foundation, all of these depend on what? On Ihsan, Tazkiyah, purification. If you don't do Tazkiyah, then your building will collapse. We run from Ihsan, Tazkiyah, we give it no importance. Yes, the Quran is telling us this, the Hadith are telling us this. That Tazkiyah, we have to establish it, but the concept of Ipiri, Muridi, today, there are weird actions, the concept of Ihsan, Tazkiyah has changed, Shaitan has changed it. We've forgotten what is the maqsad, the objective of Tazkiyah. The meaning of Ihsan. Oh, this Jama'at does this group. There's no Jama'at. Every moment it is fard compulsory to attain the station and rank of Ihsan. Why? Why? Ask me why. Because Sharia and Sunnah will give us success. It will be told that how do we do tazkiyah? We follow Sharia and Sunnah. You have to go to the Wali of Allah. The Quran tells us, Qunu ma'as sadiqeen. Go to the people. The Sadiqeen, we go to them for tazkiyah. Why do you do tazkiyah? So that we become peer, so we can get khilafah, deputies, and become pious elders. No, this is not the reason. Wahid only soul, one soul reason. The reason, the purpose of doing tazkiyah is giving us the message to do purification. Why? As your inner state becomes clean, say subhanallah. As soon as your inner state becomes clean, purified, then at the same time your salah will become established and improved and elevated, and your salah will reach to that station due to your purification. It'll be as if you are seeing and watching Allah. According to that hadith, is anyone's salah like this? Yes. Forget about the people around me. I speak about myself. My life has passed and I've rubbed my foreheads on the ground, on the earth, sometimes in Makkah or Medina. Has anyone ever felt that you are seeing Allah? So is this a drama, this hadith that we are discussing? Who's this hadith for, that you should reach that station that you, as if you are seeing Allah? Is this for ghayb people? Strange people? Is it for these people? It's for me and you. This hadith.
It's for us, but we have no recognition of this awareness. Why are we born? What do we need to attain before we leave this earth? When we go to Allah, Allah will ask us, is there one salah of yours such in which you had a feeling that you could see me? Was there? Did pray such a salah? You prayed the salah, and I will remove the veils between you and me. Allah says, I'm your Rabb, I am your Creator. Nothing difficult for me, Allah says. Nothing difficult for me. At least get to that stage. If you can't do that, at least then feel this, at that stage that Allah, I tried hard, I made effort, but after this effort, I couldn't reach the elevated status. But the second station, Allah made us aware that at least if you don't feel you can see me, then at least you should feel that your Rabb is watching you. Allahu Akbar. Tell me at least what is the hal condition of our salah. For this reason, our salah is a waste. Our salah has not got to that rank, to that level. The reason for that is because we don't do tazkiyah. We don't do purification, self-purification. We think that dhikr of Allah is a waste of time. If you ask someone, kullu shayin saqilatan, that there's a polish for everything, and the polish for the heart is dhikrullah. Allah's Nabi said, dhikrullah. The polish for the heart is dhikrullah. Why we sat here? Why we sat here? Why the ulama sat here? Scholars sat here? We're not here for some third action. Yes, I invite you to do dhikr. Why should we do dhikr? So that you can go to a peer, and you also become a peer. And then this is the work of the peers. No, every mu'min, Muslim man and woman must do dhikr kathir, purify their batin estate and attain their objective. And what is their objective destination? 5 times salah. Every mu'min's mazil is that he rubs his forehead on the earth and think, am I seeing Allah? Or at least can I feel that Allah is watching me and the khawf of Allah is coming to my heart? Have my sins been removed? This is the objective. Otherwise, waste of time. Waste of time. Okay, if you say to someone, brother, pray salah, oh Allah is ghafoor rahim, oh I'll pray, oh Allah will forgive me, salvation, oh don't tell me. What a drama of life. Out to your home, have you thought, oh no, leave it, why should we decorate it, it'll decorate automatically. Have you ever thought about your car, your shop? No, it'll run itself, I don't need to put stock in it. Have you ever thought, when it comes to deen, no, namaz, we'll pray, Allah is rahim, kareem, merciful, ghafoor rahim, we'll pray sometime. In the future. This is the hal of salah, whose standard Allah said that you never even tried. You haven't even made effort. Will we make effort? I'm not giving a speech. I'm not trying hard to make a speech. This is the message. This is a message I'm sharing with you, delivering. Somebody gave it to me, I'm giving it to you. I didn't call you here, assemble you for a speech, a lecture, for dhikr I assemble around. This is just a point that came across my mind to share with you. So whoever wants to improve his salah, make the salah of ihsan. Our life is based on salah. Whoever life doesn't have salah is nothing. He has no Quran, no Hajj, no Medina, no Makkah, nothing. Nothing. Everywhere the success is attained through salah, salah, salah. That's why Allah gave us this life. Allah will ask his servant when a person goes to his bed in the night, salah, tell me, how is your salah? 5 times. Did you meet me today when you retired to your mattress in the evening? And Allah asks, and the person when he gets up in the morning, Allah asks him as well, oh my servant, did you prepare for today? Will you pray 5 times today, the salah I've given to you? Aqimus salata kanat alal mu'minin kitabun manquta. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And the mu'min, you are the mu'min, is lazim, essential, the Quran says. Lazim, essential. The Quran is telling us, if you are mu'min, the one action is lazim upon you, essential, compulsory. What is that? Lazim, compulsory, kanat lazim bil mu'minina. For every mu'min, I have made it established in your life that you must pray salah. And don't think, how do I pray? That's my responsibility. Allah says, I'm your Rabb, your Creator. That what time you are busy, what time you have to eat. Allah says, I will select the time span myself where I will give you the barakat in that time. That's why Allah says, the allotted time, the appointed time, the selected time that I've selected, that I'll call to you. My muadhin, he will call out, then understand and consider, this is the time that I have selected for you. The person cannot select the time. You show me the salah fajr. Can you select the time of fajr? Told the muftis that today, Fajr, we won't pray this time, we'll pray Fajr at this time today. Tell me, can anyone change that time that's been appointed? Can you change the Dhuhr time? Can you change the Asr time? Because Allah Ta'ala said, I've appointed that time. Kitabam mawquta. I have selected the time, I'm your Rabb. I know, I'm calling you. Will I send you back empty-handed? Allah's Nabi Sallam showed us that if you come with the sins, you will return as if you are born, newly born, from the womb of the mother. This hadith showed us salah, salah, salah. That's it.
But not that salah that we pray. There's a standard of salah. Such a standard that even you feel that you are seeing Allah, or second, that Allah is watching you. How do you achieve this standard? Make effort, work hard, clean your batin inside in a state. How? Go to such a person who has attained this destination. His life, he's worked hard, cleaned himself, attained that station. Go to that individual and sit with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you go in front of a person like this, who has worked hard in his life, he has improved his salah, then what will happen to you? When you go to him, as soon as you go to his company inside you, such a light will be illuminated that automatically your life will go towards cleansing, purification. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. But we don't even seek the friend of Allah. And if we find a friend of Allah, we look for such a friend of Allah. First, let him give me the prescription how to succeed in the world. Give me a ta'weez for the shop for children. Give me a ta'weez for worldly things. Oh, leave this. He's not a wali Allah because my world is not improving. What standard do we have of deen? Deen, we have made such an ajeeb concept today. Understand in a good way that the awwal and akhir of deen, the beginning and the end of life, is based on one action. What is that? Say loudly. Salah. Everything else is secondary. Zakah, Hajj, fasting, everything is secondary. Quran, Tilawah, recitation, everything is based on what? If your salah is correct, then your Quran is correct. If your salah is correct, then your recitation is correct. If your salah is correct, then everything in your life will be good. So how do we improve our salah? By purifying our batin. And then do you purify the batin? Dhikrullah kathira. Abundance. Not two tasbihs. No, everywhere the Quran says, whenever you do dhikr, whenever Allah mentions dhikr, why, for which reason? Whenever you pick the Quran and see, open your Quran and see, salah 5 times a day. Hajj, once in the year. Life, once in the life. Zakah, this much percent. Allah Ta'ala has put the limit to everything. And when dhikr comes into question, then the Quran calls out, وَذْكُرُوا كَثِيرًا لَلَكُمْ وَذْكُرُوا كَثِيرًا. Kathir is the word implemented, unlimited, no limit, infinite, 10,000, 15,000. Why? The reason, Allah knows everything. That inside you there will be so much dirt of the world that small tasbihs here and there will not improve and benefit. That's why you have to do kathir. Always you have to be immersed in dhikr, keep on doing dhikr. Purification will continue. Your salah will be elevated. Your salah will be elevated. You will continue to see me. Say subhanallah. You will get closer to me. So now let's come towards subhanallah. Allah has given us beautiful person. Even my battery is charged due to your blessings. MashaAllah. May Allah Ta'ala give you jaza, khair, goodness, rewards. I'm an impure person. I am improving myself. I'm wandering around trying to improve myself. Alhamdulillah, after today, I will work hard on this action as well. When I do dhikr, that will be my niyyah, intention. Until today, I will thought I'll be peer, Hazrat Sahab, I'm doing dhikr for this reason. From today, my niyyah will be what? The brothers, I want to improve my salah. I will look at my heart, is it becoming clean? Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So everyone made this niyyah and for dhikr of Allah, okay? So that we can attain our destination. Yes? Allah's karam and mercy. Allah has taken us to the cure. You know, like a person is sick, he's got cancer, the poor soul. And he's extremely upset, got cancer, TB, tuberculosis, etc. So when he finds a doctor, a consultant, good consultant, physician, doctor, and first and foremost he'll say, Allah, I'm millions of times grateful to you, you've introduced me to a good doctor. You'll say this, won't you? You'll be so happy, subhanallah. My life and death, I was on the pivot. I've met such a good doctor. Allah's blessings and mercy, I don't care now because he will cure me. In the same way, Allah's karam and blessings and grace upon us that, oh, listen people to do dhikr, Allah's karam and grace upon us that subhanallah, without us working hard, Allah Ta'ala has opened the door for us, that he's given us dhikrullah. He's opened that door through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will attain his nearness. We will attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah has opened the door of dhikr for us. Allah seated us. He calls us, invites us. We do dhikr kathir. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. The door has opened for us. Oh, dhakireen. Oh, you who do dhikr, now make the niyyah that we're doing dhikr. For which reason? Specific. Keep on checking, balancing your salah. How is your salah being improved? On time? Correct? Are your sins being removed due to salah? And if that illuminated feeling is generated within you, that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, inshallah, Allah's massive grace and favor upon us. Now, if we follow this direction, do dhikr, and we have the niyyah of salah improvement, Allah says, don't worry now. Sa'im mashkura.
If you reach your destination or not, I am your Rabb, your Lord, I know you tried, you made effort, you worked hard. Then Allah says, I give according to effort. I don't look at the end point. I won't ask that he, I will ask, did he work hard? Allah, he used to work hard, he started dhikr, he did dhikr kathir, abundance, and he had the intention of salah, his emotion. Allah says, leave the rest. I just want to see his effort. He worked hard. I will give the maqam station today. I'll give that same level. That level I set aside for you. Allahu Akbar. So one thing, listen clearly. Clearly, when we start to make effort, don't be scared. Why am I not achieving? Why have I not got to the end point? Totally not. Our task is to, with a sincere heart, start working. Start working. Work hard. The rest, leave it to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is working hard effort? So I'll tell you the point here. Don't make the point I'm working hard. Working hard, making effort, I'll tell you the point. That person will be, say subhanAllah. That person will be defined as hard worker. Who? Who will be defined as a hard worker? Remember, which person will it be defined as a hard worker? What does Sharia say? That person you can say is working hard, who does the amal with istiqamah, steadfast upon his tasks and deeds. Say subhanAllah. Allah's giving you tasbih of dhikr. Not this, leave it tomorrow, next day you feel like it, I'm lazy, neglectful. No, no, no. Don't waste time. The working hard is whether your heart feels like it or not, whether you feel like it or not, whether whatever hard conditions around you, don't leave this action that Allah Ta'ala has given to you. Don't leave this action. Allahu Akbar. Whoever has done this action regularly, Allah says, I've given you dhikr, and he has started regularly, whether he enjoys it or not, he's feeling good or not, don't worry about this. That Allah Ta'ala has given us this, we have to have istiqamah, steadfastness and regularity, consistency. Morning and evening, Allah Ta'ala gives this to you. Whatever Allah Ta'ala you've prescribed to me, the quantity, if I continue to do that without I feel enjoyment, sleep, Allah says, don't worry about that. I am looking towards your effort and hard work, sa'i mashkura. I've accepted this. Subhanallah. So all these points, listening to this, please listen to my bayan again. Because a person, shaitan makes a person forget all these points, doesn't he? Factors, very precious points. So let's come towards the amal, then we'll start dhikr. Okay, so today what's the about to start? The new year. Yes, so-called new year. So-called new year. It's not Islamic new year, but the new year. So how should we come to the new year? How should we make this sitting of ours into ibadah? The amal that I've stressed on, which amal? Say loudly, salah. So how should we pray salah? That our previous year, so our sins are forgiven, and the next year to come, our year becomes blessed, full of blessings. Tariqah, I will explain to you. You can consider this my permission, however your mind takes it, but it's very beneficial. Allahu Akbar. Okay. So what we'll do is at 12 midnight, the night, the year change, isn't it? Which becomes our year as well. Obviously, we're living here. Everything of ours is in accordance to this. So we have to accept it. We're living in this world. We have to go with this calendar as well. So we have to make this ibadah and attain both things. The new year and we get the reward. So brothers, do such a thing. That when people are ready to set off the fireworks and do their modest actions, that at that time we should do our preparation, start doing wudu, say subhanAllah. I'll tell you the amal now. And see the tariqah, the method. What should we start doing at that time? Do wudu. Yeah, so we're preparing, people are doing their actions, let them do their actions, we will start our preparation. What should we do? Start doing wudu, ablution, washing. How many minutes before? 10 minutes before midnight. 10 to midnight. What time? 11:50 p.m. 10 to 12. Come into the state of ablution. Wudu. Put the clock in front of you. The watch. The time. Yes, 12 midnight. Put the prayer mat out. What do we do now? Is when there's 5 minutes left. 5 to 12. 5 to midnight. 5 to New Year. Immediately make niyyah of what? Of what? Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. Salah niyyah. Intention. 4 rakah salah. 2 rakah salah. When you make the niyyah and finish in such a way that that time when your rakah is finishing, at that time is 5 past midnight. Yes, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. And now what's happened is that subhanallah, the year that's passing, we end it with what? Salah. And the year that's beginning, we initiate it, we receive it with what? With what? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Oh, what a great point. Has this become a great point? No? So the year that's passing, we end it with salah and say al-wida, farewell, bye-bye, goodbye, ta-da. And somebody's dancing, somebody's jumping up and down, and what are we doing? We are saying goodbye, farewell, bye-bye. And we're doing dua to Allah that this year that's going, Allah, on top of that, why shouldn't we say we're doing such an action, automatically Allah will forgive our year that's gone, the previous year. Subhanallah. So has the sins not been removed, and the year to come, Allah says everything that starts with my name and the biggest, the deed that is remembering Allah's name is salah. The biggest dhikr is what? Salah. So Allah Ta'ala says that if you start with my name, something, an action, they are filled up with barakat and blessings. So the year will start with what? With salah, namaz. Then the whole year will be instilled and filled with blessings, and destroyed will be corona. Corona will be wiped away. The sicknesses will be wiped away. Now do dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq. I've told you the prescription, the solution and the cure. And if you have, pull yourself together and commemorate the new year like this, the way I'm telling you. Yes, let's not stay behind the times. They say you don't celebrate New Year. Yes, we celebrate New Year. How did you do that? I celebrated New Year. All the previous years sins forgiven, and the barakat of the next year to come have been received, attained. We celebrated it. We're modern. It's not a case. We are advanced, progressed. We go with the dunya and we get for the akhirah. And what do we say? Happy New Year as well. We'll give to each other. No problem. Totally. Happy New Year. That the year has gone, the previous year in a beautiful way, and the new year starts in a brilliant way. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. And on these few points that I've mentioned, may Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq ability as well. So may Allah give me the ability to do amal on these, practice on these. MashaAllah, you are all pious people. Do dua, pray. Now we'll do the dhikr of Allah, about which I've told you the dhikr we do for this purpose. So that, why? Why do we do dhikr? So that our salah becomes elevated, improved. That's it. Don't do it once. Oh, I've prayed salah. No, this is lacking. Need to clean yourself more. Why am I saying this? Why do I pray salah and then do sins? Why do I pray salah? Then why do my eyes go towards the wrong direction? Why do I pray salah? Allah said that salah should destroy all of the sins and all of the wrong actions. The reason is this, because inside I'm not clean. I need to purify more. I need to utilize more soap and detergent with the dhikr of Allah. And most definitely meet the wali of Allah, learn the tariqah methodology of dhikr, and go to him with this niyyah that I want to purify myself inside. Give me such a dhikr so that I can purify myself inside. And there the doctors, inshallah, the awliya Allah, they'll open their book and they'll give you a prescription. They'll do this action, do this deed, inshallah. Allah is the one who solves, and inshallah the cleaning will start inside. We'll not do this action. Happy New Year then to everybody. Yeah? Subhanallah. Subhanallah, let's do dhikr of Allah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim, salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina al-salim, shafi'il muslimin, da'awa yazimul habibul mumin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana muhammadin nabiyil mumin wa azwajihi ummahatil mu'minin wa zurriyatihi wa ahli baytihi كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبدنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في ثمرته يا كريم اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامتنا على الايمان واشرنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم
اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المسيح الدجال لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا دافع البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم عافنا في بطني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.